The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is now back in session. Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's stand at ease for 1 second till I make sure where we're headed. One moment.
Seeing no objection, the Senate will stand at ease. The Senate is now back in session.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection. And I would ask that you recognize the senator from Christian on Senate Bill 101.
Seeing no objection, we are on the formal calendar, Senate bills for perfection. Senate Bill 101, the senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 101 with committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 101 be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. This bill, I want to explain, first of all, it's about deception. It's not... This doesn't have anything to do with FTD or anyone advertising to sell flowers in any community anywhere in the state, except if you're being deceptive. Now, how I got into this in the first place in my hometown, a person who has a brick-and-mortar flower business in our town came to me and told me about an advertisement in our phone book. I checked it out. The advertisement said Nixafloral. Where I lived, my hometown, it had a Nixa phone number, a local number, and it also had a Nixa address. It interested me about the address because it was on a street in a subdivision that, or a development that I had developed, and it was a vacant lot. It also was a phony phone number. When you called it, it was a 1-800 number that rolled you over into, I think, someplace in Vermont, and they were definitely not a Nixa business. What I found is that this is pretty prevalent in almost all communities. And when we heard this in committee, a local flower shop owner here in Jefferson City testified that there are 9 flower shops in Jefferson City. Only 2 actually exist. The other 7 are flower shops that advertise as flower shops in Jefferson City with local addresses, local phone numbers, but they're not. So all we're saying here, if you want to advertise as a flower company, you shouldn't be deceptive about it and act as though you are a local flower company. That's really the gist of the bill. It's really pretty simple. It does talk about internet and listings on the internet. It talks about the phone book, the yellow pages. And that's really about it. It addresses flower shops because that seems to be where an awfully lot of this deception nationwide goes. There are 29 states that have already passed this law, and it does seem to be pretty prevalent in the flower business, and that's what I'm trying to correct. I'd be glad to answer any questions, Mr. President. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The senator from Christian moves the adoption of the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 101. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to inquire the senator from Christian.
Senator from Christian, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just want to get some clarification. I feel like I am an expert at this topic because I actually remember to give my wife flowers last Valentine's Day on Thursday.
You're a good husband, Senator.
Well, first time in 21 years, so I sent them to her office, so I did well. So what these people are doing, if you were to look at the phone book, call that number, which is actually a vacant lot, what do? They contract through somebody else and go back to the local
In some
forest?
Cases, not always, Senator, and what I've found, in some cases, they may do it through the mail. I mean, you may get a delivery from another state. That happens quite often, but also there are times when they may use a more local flower company to do it, but at that time, they will take their 20% off the top, and what happens is your local flower company gets a lot of complaints about, well, gosh, we ordered flowers, and they, you know, we ordered a $50 spray, and it was nothing, and part of the reason it was nothing is because 20% got took off the top before it ever got to that local flower dealer. And so it causes them a lot of consternation in that regard. But it can happen both ways in answer to your question.
So the rule of deception is that the consumer thinks, I'm doing some business with a local business owner.
Yep.
And they really aren't.
Right.
And that hurts our regular small business owners that have a shop and have employees.
Right.
And everything else.
Right.
Is there any other type of penalty to have a business at a vacant lot? I mean, without this bill, can you do that anyway? Do you know? Or
I don't know. You know, in this case, I don't know of any other business that could do that. No, to describe a vacant lot as their place of business. In answer to your question, but in this case, I obviously, because I know the owner pretty well of the vacant lot, They hadn't even said anything to anybody. They just picked an address.
Okay. So the person that owned the lot wasn't even in on the.
Wow. No. They just picked an address off of a new street that was built in Nixa and said, "That's our address."
Okay.
So no, the person that owned the lot
would
not.
The request, the phone number would go to them somewhere out of state, probably, or someplace else.
Right.
And they would say,
my guess is they took a map of the city, found a new street that had been built, said that ought to work, and picked that address.
Yeah. Okay, I like your bill, Senator, because, I mean, if they want to advertise at their whatever company and you call 800 number or
absolutely
whatever and they're out of state, then they can compete. But fooling consumers into thinking it's a local business, because, I mean, there's got to be, in this business, there's got to be a sense of urgency and of quality with timing
exactly
for a florist. And so
exactly
that the fact that it looks like it's nearby may
right
change it's, that at all.
The deception is the problem.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Right. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 4th, for what purpose do you rise?
To seek unanimous consent to introduce a couple of very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, to your right and to my left on the bench seated are two students from the university. They're students of my chief of staff who teaches a class on Thursday evenings. They're Ashley Schroeder and Caitlin Sherman, and I would ask my colleagues to make them a very warm welcome.
Would the guests of the Senate from the 4th please stand and be recognized. Thanks for coming to Jefferson City and the Senate. Senator from Barton, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to ask unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and to my left, seated here in the inside gallery, is Ms. Hannah Young. Hannah's from Harrisonville. She's a constituent of mine. You may see her around the Capitol because she is interning Senator Nasheed. I would ask the body to give her welcome.
Senator,
we did not mention
senators by their name.
Thank you for that correction. I would ask the body to please welcome Ms. Hannah Young.
Would the guests of the Senator from Barton please stand and be recognized? Thank you for your service. Thanks for coming. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator moves the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 101. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee Substitute. Senator from Christian.
I now move that Senate Bill 101, as amended by the Senate Committee Substitute, be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Christian renews his motion that Senate Bill number 101 be declared perfected and order printed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and order printed. Sticking on that same calendar, Senate Bill 16. Senator from Newton.
Without objection, I'd like to announce that photographers from KMOV TV have been given permission to take flash pictures and video. And also, Mr. President, I'd like to change calendars. And
Senator from Newton, there are no objections about announcing the news that is here. I have called the senator from the 16th, and so...
Let's go ahead and proceed with that calendar at the time being. Thank you, Mr. President.
Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bills for Perfection, the formal calendar, Senate Bill 16. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill number 16 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate Bill number 16 be declared perfected and order printed. And I would like to explain the bill at this time.
Senator, please explain your bill.
This is the bill that I had last year, and it deals with our youth working on farms like they have for years. Our children involved in agriculture have been working on our farms. And last year when the federal government wanted to put restrictions on our youth working on farms, there was a big outcry in the rural areas of the United States. Well, when I got to checking in, we actually had no exemptions for the youth working on our farms in Missouri. So I worked with the Department of Labor and the governor's office last year to come up with this language. And this would allow some exemptions for our children working on family farms here in Missouri. It allows them to have the work ethic or develop the work ethic and take on responsibilities that they have gained in farming operations. And with that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from Lewis moves that Senate Bill 16 be declared, be perfected and order printed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Lewis renews his motion that Senate Bill number 16 be declared perfected and order printed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and order printed. Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, the Senate will go over business of Senate Bill's perfection. I'd ask that you recognize the senator from the 16th on Senate Bill 75.
Seeing no objection, we will be on the informal calendar, Senate Bill 75. The senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I move Senate Bill 75 be called from the informal calendar and taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps, when we did lay the bill over, the senator from the 11th had been recognized, and the senator from the 11th had the floor.
Right.
Senator from the 11th is recognized. Senator, is it your desire to be recognized?
It is.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to inquire the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator.
question about the bill and the timing. You have you're mandating the first graders go through Gary the Eagle program, right?
Eddie, not Gary.
Eddie the Eagle. I thought it was Gary the Eagle. It's not Gary the Eagle, it's Eddie the Eagle.
Right.
Okay, how long is Eddie the Eagle? How much time does that take?
Oh,
how much are we mandating?
I think 7 minutes to watch video. Right.
Okay.
And I think, Senator, there is an amendment that is going to be proposed that will probably answer some of your concerns. It's going to make it a may rather than a shall.
Oh, yeah, that may be part of my concern. But so we're saying go through that program or a like program.
Right.
But we don't really have a time period on that. Like the first part of it where we have the school personnel go through a simulated emergency, that is a mandated timing. But the Eddie, not Gary the Eagle, timing is open, right?
It is, and there are schools that do this program now, and some of them do the badge and the whole thing, showing that you went through it. I mean, Eddie Eagle does some fire safety stuff as well as this, but that's not in this bill. And basically what Eddie Eagle does is it just says, you know, if you're playing and you see a gun, you stop what you're doing, don't touch it, don't pick it up, leave the area and tell an adult.
Okay, and it's just 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's part of my, because I didn't know how long that curriculum is. But part of it is, too, if there's another program that does the same thing, that school board can go with that, right?
There are other programs. This is the most common one used because it's probably the easiest for kids on that grade level to
Let me ask you this. I do training. I've done training for a while. If I started a program, I would call it Gilly the Pug. I have just got a new dog named Gilly the Pug. And if I call Gilly the Pug and I created the program, I could sell that as long as the school board would do it.
Well, you know, and I'm never hidden from the fact that Eddie the Eagle program is an NRA program. But when they did the fiscal part of this bill and contacted the National Rifle Association, there would be no charge to Missouri schools for the training materials.
Yeah, I think maybe with the amendment this is May as my only concern. I don't think we should lock in a certain program, but I do like the idea that we lock in the content, that we say that we're going to teach our kids to be safe. I mean, that makes sense, just as long as we're not locking in. And it doesn't even sound like your original bill does that. And even with the the amendments that are out there may even make it more flexible for school boards.
Well, what you know, what it actually says is that they can choose this program or a substantially similar program of the same qualifications or successor programs. And right now, Homeland Security is doing some of this work after Sandy Hook.
That makes sense. I mean, and I would think that a lot of school boards will want to go with the NRA program because it's been tested, it's been used, it's available, it's cheap, that type of thing. But I don't think we should lock in the school board on exactly what curriculum they should use as long as we tell them we want you to teach kids to be safe.
I don't think we should lock it in because there may be a lot better programs coming forward. And I think Eddie Eagle is going to be redone and kind of updated a little bit. From what I understand, but you know, I'm hopeful that Homeland Security really hits the ground running. I know they're doing a lot with the active shooter and intruder responses, and you know, that's our goal, is to get people talking, get school board members, parents talking about this issue, and you know, a little bit of training.
Speaking of Eagles, the Eagles are out today. I don't know if you have the Riverside. The Eagles are out today.
They're
and
out.
Do you know? Because I know you're. By trade, you know animals. Is there a reason the eagles come out when it's colder? Seems like whenever it's cold out, those eagles are out there on that river.
They're not migratory birds. They spend the winter here. So they're dependent upon fish, dead calves in the wintertime that freeze to death. That's their food source.
Well, you could see them really good. They're out there today.
They're pretty active.
That's good.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you for the inquiry. Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward. Senator, has the amendment been distributed?
It is not.
Would you like for the amendment to be read?
I'd ask for a waiver of the reading, but it probably needs to be distributed, and I won't close on my amendment until it is.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. We will not close on the amendment until the amendment has been distributed. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the adoption of the amendment. This is an education bill, so I'm adding an education issue that I've even talked to you in the past about. Mr. President, it reduces the Kansas City School Board from 9 members to 7 members. It creates sub-districts where the members are voted at large, and it adds a recall procedure for the board when the district is unaccredited. This adds more accountability to our Kansas City School District, and I want to use this opportunity when we come to education to bring up these issues. Thank you, Mr. President.
The senator from the 11th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill 75. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
Yes. I would encourage everyone to vote no on this amendment. This is too important an issue that we're discussing today to add something on that may not be appropriate at this time. That's a local issue, I think, that Senator is bringing forward, and I certainly appreciate what he's trying to do, but I would ask everyone to vote no at this point on this amendment.
Further discussion. Further discussion. We are still making copies of the amendment, and we will not close until the amendment has been copied and distributed. The amendments have been distributed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, this amendment is adds to an education bill, a good education issue. They can add more accountability to the Kansas City School District that can help reorganize a bit of its governance. Again, what it does, it moves the boards from 9 members to 7 members, which is like many school districts around the country, around the state. It makes the sub-district members elected at large by all the voters, so everyone would have a time to be part of the system. It adds a recall for districts that are unaccredited, and then moves the election to when the city of Kansas City does their election. Mr. President, the point of me doing this amendment is that we need to continue to talk about education and education ideas. I understand the senator from Phelps says that this is not part of what he's trying to accomplish, but I guess my point would be, Mr. President, is that we need to advance education and both these things do this. With that, I close.
Senator from Phelps.
I wanted to raise a point of order, not being germane to the topic, and it may have been too late.
The senator from Phelps has raised a point of order. State your point.
I don't think that the discussion or the amendment is really germane to what we're talking about here. This is a pretty specialty issue, and it seems to go a little far off the base, as well as I'm not sure it's not in the same chapter of law.
The point of order will be referred to the President pro tem. Point of order has been called. Does anyone want to speak on the point of order? Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I would speak against the point of order.
Proceed.
The bill deals with education. My amendment deals with education. It changes the title, which is right before this body to decide. My guess, Mr. President, is that by a vote of the Senate, we will find that my amendment doesn't fit, but it's not by the rules. It's clear within the rules, and we should have a vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the point of order. Further discussion on the point of order. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
I think the point of order is well taken. It is not germane to the bill, and therefore I think it should go back.
Further discussion on the point of order. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
On the point of order.
Proceed.
The amendment deals with elections, which is a completely different topic than safety in public elementary and secondary schools. Therefore, I would say that it is definitely not germane to the underlying bill, and I would ask that the point of order be well taken.
Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, after the great comments from the senator from the 5th District, there's a lot of wisdom there, Mr. President.
For what purpose do you rise, Senator?
I'm sorry, Mr. President. Speak on the point of order.
Proceed.
Mr. President, after listening to that great wisdom, and I clearly think this is within the rules of the Senate, it fits through, but I think I would like to withdraw my amendment to move this important issue forward.
Madam Secretary, please send the amendment back. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I know earlier today, this morning, when we were discussing this bill, I spoke a lot about the concerns that I had about your bill, and as you know, I've been doing a lot of discovery in my district involving gangs and guns, and I'm very passionate about that issue. I do know that the goal in all of this is to find compromise and to understand, at bare minimum, to understand the concerns of all of our districts. And you know, sometimes what we have before us, we have to balance what we're trying to do for the greater good of all people in the state of Missouri. And you and I spoke just briefly earlier about how we could balance your legislation to address the concerns that I had for my district and the apparent violence that we have in the 14th District. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate you coming to my office, and I appreciate you listening to my concerns. And I know that you were willing to work with members of the minority party on this, specifically the senator from the 9th and the senator from the 5th. They had a couple of concerns. And so we put together an amendment replacing some of the shells to May. We did maintain three or four shells because we want to know anywhere this policy is adopted for students, for kids to know, you know, what safety measures they can take if a school district so chooses to adopt such a policy.
I appreciate you working with me and the senator from the 9th and the 5th had amendments, and they are not going to put their amendments forward, and you're going to put an amendment forward that covers their concerns. And I think it's too important an issue. I talked with the judge that helped me work on this language, and you know, he says schools are really starting to catch on, so maybe at this point a May would be better, because I don't like mandates. I don't like telling anyone what to do when children's lives are at stake, or if we can do anything to help prevent gun deaths. I try to do that as far as education and training, and that's kind of what we did in this bill. So I appreciate your amendment.
Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
The amendment has been distributed, and I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Yes. When considering Senate Bill 75, there were some concerns from the senator from the 9th as well as the senator from the 5th. I initially had some Hancock Amendment concerns and the expense that the legislation as it is would give school districts, and it would be a burden on their finances. And the senator from Phelps suggested that we change a couple of the mays in the first section of the bill with number four may still being a shell, because instructors should be certified. And in the second portion of my amendment, we remove the shell to a may, and the second shell we maintain. And I think this is a good compromise. And I know that every community is different, and there are different concerns that we have. And this is what we came up with so that we can move forward and address the safety concerns of all of our constituents that we have throughout the state of Missouri. So if there are any questions, I move for its adoption.
The senator from the 14th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Bill 75. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
The senator from the 14th.
Senator from the 14th, do you yield?
Yes.
She does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I was just taking a look at the amendment that you circulated. Is it the one that says 0.10S?
Yes.
Okay. Before we broke this morning, the senator from the 9th circulated 0.03S. That changed shall to a may, and it's my understanding the senator from the 5th had one. Is this amendment that you've had drafted, does that incorporate both the senator from the 9th amendment and the senator from the 5th amendment?
Well, certainly it does include the senator from the 9th amendment. I didn't know that the senator from the 5th was working on an amendment until about 20 minutes ago. And in conversation, we discovered that there was one shell that the senator from the 5th wanted to change in the first section of the bill. The agreement that we made with the senator from Phelps is that we would add we would make a couple more changes of shell to may so that it could be consistent throughout that. So I did not see the amendment, nor did I know that the senator from the 5th had an amendment. I did know, because it was distributed, that the senator from the 9th had an amendment, and this amendment does in fact address those concerns.
Okay, so I just, so all of those are incorporated now into one amendment?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
I would encourage everyone to vote yes on this amendment, and it's a compromise that we've reached, and it's an important topic, and I urge schools to have the discussion and parents to have the discussion with their children. Vote yes, please.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The Senator from the 14th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill 75. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment Number 1. Further discussion? Senator from Polk, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire from the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, just for clarification on that last amendment you put on there, and we went from shall to may.
It's no longer a mandate.
Okay, so do the schools, do we need the bill? I guess what I'm saying is if you say may, can they not do that now?
Well, I'm hoping that it encourages people to school boards and schools to actually do these programs. With Homeland Security getting involved in this issue after Sandy Hook, a lot of schools are doing this training now without the legislation. I'm hoping it's an encouragement, and I really would like to encourage schools, and I'm hoping that this is an encouragement to do the Eddie Eagle program as a gun-safe program for young kids.
That was my question. I want to change that. I'm just trying to think, okay, would the local school boards be able to do that now if they chose before we go May?
A lot of them are doing the Eddie Eagle already.
So they are. Okay.
Yep.
And does DESE have anything to do with the criteria on that? Is that just local school boards can pick that up and go with it?
Yes. It's a local control issue.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill number 75 as amended be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, would you call the calendar?
Senator, could you repeat that, please? Call the calendar. Okay. The next bill is Senate Bill 45. The Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 45 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 45 be adopted. Mr. President, this is a simple bill. It does two things. Number one, it raises the allowable surcharge on civil court cases in several counties, or several circuits, excuse me, to match that of Jackson County, which is $20. So that those circuits can continue to reimburse the state for the family court commissioners that they have at this time. That money goes back into general revenue, so that is certainly good. And then the other thing that this bill does, it is in the 31st Circuit, it would allow for the transition of a family court commissioner from a reimbursed status to one that it would be paid for by the state, which is also done in several other counties. That's the nuts and bolts of it, and if there are no questions, I would renew my motion.
The Senator from Green moves the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 45. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator moves the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 45. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee substitute. Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 45 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close. The senator from Green renews his motion that Senate Bill number 45 be declared perfected and ordered printed. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 29, the senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would you lay that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill will be laid on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 138, the senator from the 8th.
Senate Bill 138 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 138 be declared perfected and order printed. This is a bill that we had last year, and I put it on several pieces of legislation. What it does is Jackson County currently does not do foreclosure processes through Chapter 141. They do it under 140. And when in 2005, Section 67.469 was added to foreclosures under Chapter 140, and 141 was left off. And what we're trying to do for Jackson County, and in particular for the city of Blue Springs, is add that section into the Chapter 141 to give them the same ability that everybody else in the state currently has. I'll be glad to try to answer any questions.
You've heard the explanation. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you rise?
I inquire of the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, my apologies. I was talking to the senator from Jefferson County and did not hear a word that you said.
Okay.
I really am sorry.
Not a problem.
This affects Jackson County, and so I just wanted to, because, you know, I used to represent Jackson County. I just kind of wanted to see what it essentially was that you're doing.
Okay, what this is the same thing I did try to do last year on multiple local government bills. Currently, Jackson County forecloses under Chapter 141, and everybody else in the state forecloses under Chapter 140. It's 140. And in 2005, Section 67.469 was added to allow those in 140 to do special assessments on neighborhood improvement districts and add that to that chapter. What we're trying to do is add 141 back in and give them the same ability that every other county has.
Okay, so right now Jackson County is being treated differently than every other county in the
Correct.
State. And so this would just put it in line with everybody else.
Correct.
I see that the witnesses in favor were the City of Blue Springs and the Missouri County Collectors Association.
And Jackson County is in favor of it as well.
And Jackson County is in favor of it as well. All right. Sounds good. I'm really sorry to hold things up. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from Barton, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the Senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. You know that I have objected to this kind of language before, and I just wanted to make sure that I understand this right, because in this case, we're actually solving the issue of special laws. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I don't know why Jackson County is underneath 141. They just want to have the same capabilities of every other county in the state, and that's where they do their foreclosure processes in 141. And so we're just trying to give them the same capability that every other county in the state has.
We're virtually undoing a special law or special circumstance of
right.
Jackson County, putting
and,
it in.
In my understanding, in 2005, it was an oversight. They did not add this to 141, the section.
Thank you very much, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 8th renews his motion that Senate Bill number 138 be declared perfected and order printed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and order printed. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, I have a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 101, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 24, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 34, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 23, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 60, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Would you recognize me for announcement, please?
Proceed with your announcement, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the body, we are going to adjourn here in a second after further announcements under the rules till tomorrow at 10 a.m. We will adjourn shortly thereafter, working as close to noon as we can. After visiting with the Highway Patrol, there is a certain amount of weather coming. I don't want to take a chance on some issues with you all going home, so we will adjourn tomorrow at noon under the rules, coming back Monday at 4 o'clock.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, the Progress and Development Committee hearing for tomorrow will be canceled.
Announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Why did you recognize the senator from the 10th when I clearly was the first one standing?
I like her better than you.
Thank Proceed. You, Mr. President. I like her better than you, too. Your hardworking Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure will have an extra early meeting tomorrow morning, thanks to the senator from Jeffco, in the Senate Committee Room 1 at 7:30 a.m. So I'd ask committee members to be timely. Senator from Lewis is very happy with that because he's ready for lunch at that time. 7:30 a.m., Transportation and Infrastructure. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. The chair would like to announce that the Education Committee scheduled for 3 p.m. tomorrow has also been canceled. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to announce that the committee dinner for the Agriculture, Foods, and Other Outdoor Resources be canceled tomorrow night.
Further announcements. Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.